Welcome to Surviving Life with Vambili. Daniel Vambili standing in for Letitia Vambili, who will not be with us for a little while, but she will be back very soon. And honestly speaking, she misses you all. And so did I last week. Okay, I know everyone was wondering, where was Daniel Vambili last week? After being left in my hands by Letitia, unfortunately, I was not feeling well last week. But we are back. We are ready to speak and have a fruitful conversation. Today, I want to talk about living a life of faith. Are you still living a life of faith? And it's such a personal journey for me. I had a conversation yesterday that further, you know, encouraged and confirmed that we need to have this conversation of faith. Now, a lot of us, when we get saved and we find out about Christianity, we find out about the cross and what Jesus has done for us, we're super excited. You know, we sound like we're ready to change the world. And then the world changes us. Ha! Slowly but surely, challenges come, things you've prayed for doesn't come to pass, people you trust let you down, and before you know it, you're not exactly living a life of faith anymore. So this is a convo I want us to have today. Please buckle up. It's going to be a rough ride. There's going to be turbulence, but I'm hoping we all come out on the other side, healed. All right. The aim is healing as we talk about faith. Phil Vickham, the song is called Wait. And that's Toby Mac with Horizon. Oh, man, what beautiful vibes. You were Daniel Vambili on SLWV, Surviving Life with the Vambilis. There's only a Vambili in the building today. But, you know, that is my other half. So wherever I am, she is with me. It's the 14th of February. I know a lot of you are, should I say, visiting? Visiting the land of love and, you know, whatever we call it today in our society. I hope you guys have a good day. I hope you stay safe. Do not compromise yourself for the sake of a day. You know, if you're alone, you're alone. You know, accept it. Don't make decisions that compromises you as a person just so you're not alone on today. All right. Remember, Valentine's Day is going to pass today, but tomorrow you are still going to be alive and you're going to have to live with yourself and live with any decision you make today. All right, so we encourage you, all the couples, especially those who don't take time to appreciate each other. I believe you guys need to take advantage of today, but the rest of you, please, every day appreciate each other, every week. Make sure you have time to go on a date, to spend time with your significant other, your husband, your wife, or your fiance. All right, we're encouraging serious things over here. we don't want girlfriend boyfriends. Yeah, we encourage the next level. When you're still boyfriend girlfriend, it's illegal. We're not mentioning you now. You're still applying for residency, okay? But may God be with you. May God strengthen you. May God give you guys wisdom. As we go into this topic of faith, you know, one of the things that really challenged my faith life was getting married, you know? I met my wife. The Lord orchestrated us coming together, and then he told us to live by faith. Now, many years later, it's almost a decade now, we've been living by faith. We've seen the fruits of faith. And sometimes I have conversations with people where they're like, listen, how do you actually walk by faith? You know, how do you become sure that God will come through in the different situations. And you begin to see that, look, it is challenging to walk by faith. But at the same time, when you've been walking by faith, you don't see another way. You just don't see another way. I honestly, you know, if you tell me, Danny, this is your budget. Let's say you want to give me 100 million, and you're like, this is your budget. But then you tell me, do you trust your budget or God's budget? I believe God's budget is just the best. Look, I'm going to say it again. God's budget is the best. And I'm going to share with you testimonies and scripture as we discuss this. Now, our scripture is going to be Hebrews 11. We're going to start from verse 1. All right. And we're going to build up from there. Now, as I lay that scripture as a foundation, I want to say to you that faith is scary. It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. It's not a place where you know what's next. It's not a place where you have a plan and you know how it works out. Honestly, it's not. But it's a place where God is in complete control. And you and I, we can be control freaks, you know. We want our hands on the wheel. But I know now that there is no better driver than God. There is no better driver than God. I say that from the bottom of my heart. Stay tuned on SLWV. We are going to talk about faith. I want it to be so practical, yet at the same time, it's not going to make sense because it's faith. Faith needs faith. After that comment by Hercules, we had to play that song, Jesus, We Love You. You know, He loves us first. He loved us first. And He continues to love us. So, yeah, that's what matters most, right? Even on the 24th of February, He loves you. He loves you. Don't look for the love in any of the wrong places. Be patient, waiting on His love and the person that He has in store for you. All right, so we're talking about living by faith. And just really, we're going to be practical and scriptural, right? Hebrews 11, the opening statement is scary. It's really scary for me. It says, now faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Why am I saying it's scary? It's because I've come to find when the Lord is speaking to you and you're living by faith, normally you can't see the thing. You don't know how would you even put it together if you were to in your own strength. You know, and if your faith doesn't scare you, then you're not having faith. Personally, my faith scares me because it is based on God speaking about things I can't necessarily see coming together. I'm going to give you an example of this. We once found ourselves in a situation where we were waiting on the Lord for a business permit. And we knew we had to move out the one day and we had the date that we're going to move out, but we didn't have a place we're going to and when we're going to that new place. But the Lord said to us, I will give you a place. Don't look for one. Are you hearing me? When the Lord tells you, don't look for a place, immediately your mind says, aren't you being irresponsible? Aren't you supposed to be planning as a as an adult, looking for a place, trying to see what you can do? And I remember, you know, as a responsible adult saying, I can't just wait. Let me start looking. And I started looking because I'm like you. And as I looked, nothing came through. But the Lord had to say again, son, don't look for a place. Now, remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. My first point is, the challenge is, as a human being, I want to see. I want you to point out and say, this is what it looks like. This is where it is. This is how you're going to get there. Now, I don't know if all of you listening, maybe you are better than me. The number's 071-364-0376. Don't you feel more comfortable when you can see something? We want securities. We want to be sure of what we are hearing the Lord say. And this, these things call our eyes become the challenge. Because faith is not seen in the physical at first. Okay, now I'm quantifying it with at first because eventually the evidence will be seen. All right, it will bring to life, it will bring the substance. We'll be able to see it, we'll be able to touch it, we'll be able to look at it. But where we start is not there. And that's a challenge. It's a challenge for most of us because we are human. But we have to be encouraged that the Bible says Abraham left his home not knowing. It's not like he knew where he's going and it was mapped out for him. No, all he knew was what the Lord has said to him to do. So I want you to close your eyes. Not physically, metaphorically. If you want to live the life of faith, you need to be willing to close your eyes. You need to be willing to look at a sea that's in front of you and know that practically speaking, logically speaking, we like to add logic to this. Logically speaking, you can't cross this Red Sea. And know that God can make a way. And know that somehow, in his calculations, 1 + 1 = 201. You know, one, the 5 loaves, the fish, 2 loaves, 5 fish can feed anybody. You have to let go of your perceptions by closing your eyes. So for anyone wanting to live by faith, I need you to write down wherever you are, I need to close my eyes. Because with God, the possible and the impossible are exactly the same. You were Danny Van Billy. Yes, Toby Mac. Life on it. You know, closing your eyes is not easy. Closing your eyes is not normal because we live with the senses. They've helped us navigate the world. But boy, oh boy, closing your eyes is so beneficial when living by faith. You know, Hebrews 11 verse 2 says, "For by it the elders obtained a good report." Some would say a good testimony. Now, I'm not an elder or anything like that, all right? I'm still coming. Young in age, about to see my lovely 40s. But I want to say to you that I am coming also with a report that as you close your eyes and begin to really look unto the Lord, there is a way that He comes through and you receive a testimony. I got a call yesterday from a certain woman of God who was saying to me that the Lord had come through for her family. And beginning of the year, time came for them to pay school fees, to put the child in school. They had no plan, but all they knew was the Lord has said to them, I'm going to take care of it. And when they were looking, not knowing what's going to happen, the Lord provided. And she said for the first time in her life ever, they paid up the child's school fees for the year up front. Someone saw it and said, the Lord has said, I should take care of your child's school fees for the year. Now, I want to say to you that there is no way this person could have planned this. And sometimes where we've gotten it wrong as believers is we've tried to manipulate this. We've tried to tell people our problems, you know, to squeeze money out of people. But boy, oh boy, that does not work. Because if you're making it happen, you need to maintain it. If you are making it happen, if you're manipulating people, if you are guilt-tripping people into supporting what you're doing or meeting your needs, then guess what? You have to continue that way of life, and that takes a toll. But when the Lord tells you, He will do. We have to find peace and wait from a position of knowing that God is trustworthy. Now, how will you know God is trustworthy? The first thing is this reference here. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Go back and look at how our elders did this. I'm talking about your Abrahams, your Noahs, your Isaac, all of them. Go and look and see. Look at them from a point of view that they were human like you. Think of the fact that they had to wait, that they had to believe, like Sarah. Come on. Sarah, an old woman, being told you're going to have a child. I don't blame her for not believing. I don't blame her. But because I have a Bible, remember, she didn't have a Bible. I do. You didn't have a Bible, or she didn't have a Bible, but you listening, you have a Bible. You can look at their lives and see, look, there is no way Sarah could have planned her giving birth. There's no way she could have just accepted. But God was faithful. And you see, those reports, those testimonies need to begin to encourage you to also believe for yourself. And as I'm sharing, in my situation, what happened was the day we were meant to move, I got a call, or I made a call. The Lord led me to call a certain place. They weren't even advertising a place for the kind of business I needed. You know, so it was weird that the Lord was telling me to call them. But when we finished speaking, at the end of the call, they said, and by the way, there's a salon space here. And it's in that way that I said, what? What salon? Ended up going, and this would be how we found our first place in business. We got the place without a contract. We got a place without putting down the deposit. Everything about it was supernatural. I want you to hear that again. You know, all the human standards, you must first do this. They must check if you're able to afford. And if they did check, we wouldn't have qualified. But in faith, the Lord made things happen. So I'm standing here. I'm also bringing a report alongside Hebrews 11 verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. And I'm saying to you that you have to walk that road of uncertain certainty. We are certain that the Lord can do, but it's uncertain because it's faith. It's faith. Beloved, are you willing to close your eyes and walk by faith? 0713640376. We are closing our eyes. We are closing our eyes and we are ready to trust the Lord. Here's a song by Delirious called History Maker as we prepare to trust the Lord. You hang out with Danny Van Billy. Ah, I see the messages are coming in and the testimonies are coming in. And boy, oh boy, we are going to stand together today as we talk about faith. And when we come back from this next song, I am going to be playing your testimonies because this is a journey, man. This is a journey. And this journey, you can only do it with those around you. Now, the next scripture says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which we do appear or we do see. Guys, I'm sitting here and my heart just wants to pour out how real the word of God is beyond what we can see. And I think one of the biggest problems we have is that we don't understand the magnitude of a word coming out from God. And you know why? It's because we as humans, we don't keep our word. We can make promises and forget. We can say we'll do and we don't. So when God gives us a word, we look at it from the same perspective. But I want to challenge you today and say that God is not like us. He does not change his mind. He's not a liar. He's not wicked. He's not someone who knows how to fail. Think about that. And when we come back, we're having a conversation. No. We're talking about faith. And this next thing, I believe, is the key. You like my love, Ashanti. You like the gifts I be giving my kids when they open up on Christmas Day. As human beings, we are perpetual liars. We do not keep our word. And unfortunately, because we've experienced this with our parents, our teachers, our friends, our best friend, where you're like, yo, this is my bestest best friend, and you share a secret with them, and the next thing you know, it's everywhere. We no longer know how to value a word. So when God gives us a word, we don't know how to value it. You know, we don't see it like a signed check, like, okay, this is a word from God. It has to come to pass. There's no other way that it doesn't come to pass. But in our minds, the disappointments we felt, the experiences we've had, and also the false teachers we meet along the way. Oh, let's not forget that. Let's not forget people who maybe give you a word from a place of love, but it wasn't from a place of God. It wasn't from his throne. And I personally, I want to actually own up to this, that early on in ministry, I had to learn that just because I want something for someone as a pastor does not mean I can release that as a word coming from God. Uh-oh, pastors, please let's sit down. I want all my pastors around the table. You know, you can love your child so much and want something for them so badly that you are giving them a word that God did not give them. And you're not coming from a place of malice, pastors. It's not from a place of malice. But it did not come from God. It's maybe your love for them. It's maybe what you wanted for them. And that causes a lot of confusion. How many people listening right now have gotten words that were supposed to be from God and they never came to pass? I actually want people to message me. 0713640376. Now, some of you, it came from yourself. You wanted something so badly that you said it was God. Can I confess? Let me confess. I'm on the hot seat. If Letitia was here, I would put her on the hot seat. But yo, my poor wife is not here. So I'll put myself on the hot seat. Guys, there was a time I had met someone in my life and I thought, this one is the one. And I prayed about it. And without even God really answering, I decided, yes, the Lord has confirmed because, you know, we've got things in common. We speak the same way. We're in the same industry. It must mean that this is my wife. I can't tell you what a disaster it was. Not because the other person was bad, but because when we as humans want what we want, we put God in it. How many of you are guilty of putting God in things that you wanted? Maybe you used God to justify buying a house. You used God to justify buying a certain car. You used God. And you need to apologize to God. I had to go back and say, God, I'm sorry. And in fact, I went back to God. Actually, I was blaming God. Like, God, this didn't work out and you gave me your word. And the Lord told me, what word? I gave you a word to show you that I don't want this for you, but you twisted the word because you wanted the person. Because you wanted the thing, you made it what you wanted. And you don't give the Holy Spirit time to elaborate. Therefore, it becomes confusion in your life, right? And I remember sitting and going back, working. Oh, but the Lord did give me a scripture. And I opened that scripture and I realized, the scripture he had given me in that season was gifts and a good inheritance comes from men, but a good woman comes from the Lord. I took that scripture and I said, okay, it must mean this is a good woman. So she comes from the Lord. So this is the one. Whew. And it wasn't. Now, I'm saying that some of us need to be honest that faith move you made was from the desire of your heart. And that's why you were disappointed. But because you've not sat down to process it, you are blaming it on God. God's word does not come back void. But also, it doesn't come according to your time. Some of you are still waiting. It's not that God lied to you. No, you are still waiting and you need to know how to wait. Noah waited for 80 years. Let that simmer. Noah waited for 80 years. But he waited. And while waiting, he was acting in obedience, building. If you can put value to God's word, beloved, it will strengthen your faith. And according to Hebrews 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Guys, holding on to God's word, whatever word he's spoken to you, he's spoken to your family, will come to pass. Even in your marriage, if your marriage is going down the drain right now and you think this is the end, but the Lord has told you He will restore, put it in His hand, because indeed He will restore. Faith is not about what we see. It's not about what it looks like. It is what the Lord has spoken that will come to pass. So don't give up, not even on your children, because God's word will come to pass.
At Impact 103.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Hello, hello. Just been reminded about what happened to us 2018. I have to resign at work and wouldn't pay our rent anymore. So in the area that we're staying, we wouldn't find a cheap place or room that that we can get by then. Then we stayed until the landlord was tired and she said, no, you must leave because someone is coming in. So the very last day, we didn't know what to do, but I just called my wife, and our girl was only, I think, 2 months old. Then I opened Psalm 23, and I read the whole chapter for them, and literally we closed our eyes, and we prayed, believing God for a miracle. Then just after prayer, God told me to go somewhere. It was a place we were renting. But we used to go there most of the times, wouldn't find the place. But that day, when I went there, I knocked at the gate and they opened for us, and I told them our situation. They had, I think, 3 vacant rooms. They even told us to choose what we want without paying any money, but only promised them that by this day, we'll pay them. And by that day, we had more than enough to pay and move our stuff from our old place to a new place. So God is a God of miracles. He really does wonders. Thank you.
And that is a testimony coming in from Alvis Pokey. Alvis, thank you for sending us that. Ellis Lamini says, our God is a promise keeper. Our God and His word is 100% certain. When He said He will do it, He will do it. Just trust and believe. Close your eyes and you will see a miracle. Guys, we have to choose to close our eyes. And Kehilwe said, good day, I need to close my eyes. And also Tepiso said, I am at work, but I had to metaphorically close my eyes. Tepiso, we're standing with you as you've made the choice to close your eyes. Guys, living by faith, it's not a choice for a believer. All my believers on the table, all of us, I want you to think of the scripture. Think about it. Let it simmer. In verse 6 of Hebrews 1, but without faith, it is impossible. Hear it. Impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Just hold on there. Do you believe that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him? Because until you do, trust me, you will not peacefully trust Him. You won't. And that's the truth. How will I have peace if God tells me I'm going to do a certain thing when I don't trust that He will? Okay, maybe let's be practical. If you met Bill Gates, Elon Musk, if you met maybe even our president, you know, before he was president, when we all trusted him. Because I know if I say now, you'll say, no, now we don't trust our politicians in the country. But I'm saying when we just knew him as the owner of McDonald's and, you know, all these brands. And those guys, if those rich people give you a word, you accept it. But guess what's my experience? Many times you meet the wealthy people who you think will change your lives, and they give you promises, and guess what? They don't even keep them. They don't even keep them. But when they give you a word, because they are flesh and blood, because you can see and trust them, because you know their bank accounts, you even have peace. How many of you were promised by an influential person they will help you, and you trusted and you had peace, but they never came through? 0713640376. You can confess. It's family, yeah. But when God spoke to you, you had no peace. In fact, a lot of us make the statement. This is what we say. You know, I've tried everything, my friend. Now I'm just giving it up to God. Now it's just in God's hands. And that's the most hopeless statement you make. You make it from your lowest of lows. You're like, now that everything is stuck, let's look at God. And you can't hear that. What you're actually saying is, I don't trust God. I've tried everything else. And now that everything else is not worked out and I have no other option, now I will trust God. That's not trusting God. That's hoping something happens. If I'm lying, you can say, Danny, you are lying. 0713640376. I want to hear from you because I've lived that life as well. Where you try with your own strength, and when it doesn't work out, you're like, okay, it's in God's hands now. As if God is some low something, you know, a low liar, some politician who won't come through for you. We make God the last option. We do. We need to admit it. You know, let this be AA. My name is Danny Vambili, and I have not believed God. I have made God the last option in my life in certain situations. And it's only when I began to live by faith that I could say, you know what, my wife, if God does not come through for us, then it's better we die. We have been in situations, trust me, where we have said, there's a time we were trusting God for a car, and someone went to give us a car. And not just someone, this was my mother. She wanted to take out this car for us. But it was going to be through a bank loan. And the Lord said to us, don't take it. And we left it. And leaving it meant we are going to be carless. And it meant we're going to have to depend on taxis. And at that point, my wife was pregnant. This was 6-7 years ago. But because at that point we trusted the Lord, we could say, no, we're not willing to take the car. And guess what? A stranger bought us a car, fully paid for. And no, we were not their pastors. They didn't know us like that. Don't think, no, but Danny, you guys are pastors maybe at the church. No, there was no church. It was not someone. That person was a stranger we'd seen once. Hold on to that. Now, I'm accusing us as the church of not having faith in God, of not coming to Him, knowing that He honors those who diligently seek Him. I'm accusing us of not believing that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him, like it says here in Hebrews 11, verse 6. We need to repent. If you have been making God your last option, you know, your hopeless option, yeah, now that, you know, it's not worked out, let's just see what God will do. If that's you, you need to repent, because that is not the posture from which we receive from the Lord. We come to the Lord knowing that He is faithful and a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So don't lose hope. This is not to condemn you, but to encourage you to change your posture.
Yeah, good afternoon, Impact Radio. Good afternoon, Danny. Yo, what you're saying today is just, shoo, it's hitting deep, deep in the gut. So I'll just go ahead and confess. My name is Nolutando, and I have not been putting all my faith in God, and I am guilty of making God my last resort. When all else has failed, then I take it to God instead of having God in control all the time. It's scary, but there it is. I've confessed, and today marks the day that changes. So yeah, everybody, be blessed. Have a beautiful, beautiful afternoon.
Follow us on social media platforms at Impact 103.
Kathy Nicole with Jesus, thank you. Oh man, oh man. This song is opening a can of worms. This song is opening a can of worms. How many of us, as we talk about this faith life, living by faith, how many of us don't go back to say thank you and therefore forget? Darlene says, amen, I'm guilty of doing exactly the same. God has picked me up off of my knees on multiple occasions. Even when I didn't have the words to ask for what I needed, He knew. God should be your first resort. I would like to think of Jesus as my first responder. Annalise said, hi Danny, I joined the discussion late and I'm not sure if this was mentioned yet, but I've heard it say that when you receive a word from God, you should start preparing yourself for that. In other words, for example, if you receive a word to move to another country for a specific reason, you should start to learn the language, apply for a visa, ECT. Although you do not yet know when you are going or if you are called to ministry, enroll in a Bible school so long. There are many more examples. I have a son who is totally out of God's will, but we received a word from God over his life. He's 32 already, and it does not look as if it will ever be realized, but we keep trusting. But there's also free will on account of the receiver of the word. Love your show. So much needed to talk about these things. Thank you, Annalise, for that. Annalise, I want to say to you that if the word is your child will be saved, then that's what will happen. I have come to a place where I believe God's word. There's only one problem. Danny Vambili's humanity is just like yours. And in our humanity, we forget. We become complainers. We become people who are not keeping their eyes steadfast on the promise. Again, in Hebrews 11, when you read through it, you find in 11, it says, in verse 11 now, through faith also Sarah herself received the strength to conceive the seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. In other words, she said, the one who's promised is faithful. I want to ask you, are you saying the one who's promised is faithful? Oh, have you become like Danny Vambili becomes sometimes, where he forgets the many things the Lord has done? Have you forgotten what he's done for you when you are facing the next problem? Are you telling your problems about your God, or are you telling God about your problems? How many of us just begin to say, yo, yeah, you know, hey, yeah, this is the situation. And, you know, you've called this person, you've told the next person, you've called the church line, you know, but you've not sat down and said, the last time I lacked, he came through. When my child was sick, he came through. When I was sick, he came through. When I didn't have, he provided. When I disqualified myself in my own righteousness, he still honored me. Uh-oh. Now that's a topic we need to touch on. How many of us self-disqualified ourselves, but God still came through and showed you that it's not on the basis of what you did and what you didn't do, but on the basis of what he did that he does for you. When you were disqualified by your own standard, God still showed up for you. So what am I asking us? Can we become mindful of our confessions, of what we are saying, of what we are attributing to our Father God? Can we become mindful and be sure that we're not saying that this faithful God is unfaithful, though we've seen him be faithful? I'm with you. 0713640376. Are you still confessing that he is a good God? So that, like Sarah, now I need you to understand that Sarah believing that God is faithful gave her the strength. It says, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive the seed. If you change your confessions, you will not receive the strength. This is a key thing. And we've all been there. And that's why I keep confessing. You guys today, you guys have not been confessing with me. Thank you, Nolutando. Nolutando came and said, and Darlene, they were like, yep, we are guilty. The rest of you, maybe your Christian life has been perfect. You've always believed God. You've never doubted, you know. And I believe someone else earlier, Kihilwe, you know, we had one or two people who actually, we're all saying, yes, we've forgotten. In the next step, in the next challenge, we've forgotten. But in the life of faith, if you want the strength to conceive like Sarah, you need to believe that God will indeed do what he says he will. You are on SLWV with Danny Van Billy. Stay tuned. .co.za. You're still with Daniel Van Billy. It's almost time for me to say goodbye, and I hope you have enjoyed this topic. Oh man, I think even I, when I get off air, I'm just going to spend time with the Lord, you know, just making sure, you know, I'm still believing him and walking by faith. Look, I know today is the 14th of February, and we decided to be good and kind to all our lady listeners. Some of you who probably are feeling the pressures of Valentine's Day. There's a book called Apostolic Restoration of Women in Ministry that we were given to give to you as a gift from the MLC Ministry Bookshop. So if you are interested, and maybe you are a woman who is a church leader, who's gone through some challenges, and you just want restoration and to believe in your leadership as a woman in Christ, we would like to give this book to you. You can simply message SLWV to the WhatsApp number 071-364-0376. I only have six books. So, the first six people will get this book. And just as a gift from Impact Radio to all our listeners, we appreciate you. We want you to grow. And to all the sisters out there, remember, Valentine's Day, as they call it out there in the world, is only a day, all right? But your life is precious. So don't feel pressurized by what's happening out there. Don't put yourself in any compromising situation. Know that the Lord is faithful and He is able to bless you. I've gotten the names. Oh, they're coming in. And you will be getting your books. We're going to send you the message. So you just send us SLWV, which stands for Surviving Life with the Vambillies. And yeah, you guys are going to get the first six messages that says SLWV will receive the book, Apostolic Restoration of Women in Ministry. We hope you get blessed and you grow, and it will be like your gift, you know. So you say, this Valentine's Day, while the world was busy doing their thing, Impact Radio remembered us and sent us a little bit of a gift. Stay tuned. I'm going to come back with my final thoughts on the topic, and then we take it from there.
103.
You with Danny Vambilly. Oh, man. All your messages have come in. Ah! I see such a long list of names that have come in. But like we said, the first six that said SLWV, you are going to get your books. From what I see, SLWV, Nonopa, you are getting one. Keshni, you were second. Sandra, you were third. Hanalee came in fourth. Oh my goodness. Then we had Alice, you didn't send the right thing. But Mabonolo, you said the right thing, SLWV. So we've got one, two, three, four, five. And then the last one in was Ntombi with SLWV. Those were the first six messages that came in. For everyone else, Jubilant, Tricia, Deleen, Makaziwe, Elizabeth, Cindy, Lisa, Pam, thank you all for your messages, for your support. Popi, we love you guys, and I appreciate your support. To Piso as well, thank you. Thank you for always tuning in to SLWV. Please do remember that if you need counseling, you can always reach out. And SLWV, Surviving Life with the Vambillies, on 081-640-9372. We offer free counseling. We don't put a cost to it because we want everyone to get help. We just put a condition to say, okay, whatever you want, donate, give, because a lot of people do not appreciate what is free. But man, if you are in need of counseling, you are in need of help, be it personal or in your marriage, 081-640-9372. We've got a whole team that's helping. A lot of you have reached out and we've been helping, and it's been great to see what the Lord can do. And I think just to see this Impact Radio platform changing lives has always been encouraging to us. I would also like to ask you to consider being a partner supporting Impact Radio, because this is a platform that is life-changing on so many ways. And if you want to be that person who contributes, even if it's 50 Rand towards Impact Radio monthly, please consider being one of the people who stands with this ministry. You've been drinking from these waters and you've seen that it's good. If you would like to support Impact Radio, the WhatsApp number is 071-364-0376. Just send support and your name to that number and our team will reach you. Remember, any contributions towards the radio station goes a long way. Stay blessed. Daniel Van Billy saying au revoir and be blessed as you walk by faith. I'm playing out with New Life Worship, Faithful and True.